Hi, this is chapter 8 from the sealed book of Moses, which is in the book, the sealed book of Mormon. So chapter 8. The Lord descends to see what is happening. He sees the construction of the Tower of Babel. God confounds the language of the peoples, and Abram arises. Verse 1. And the Lord came down and saw the city and the tower, which the children of men were building. And the Lord said, behold, the people are one, and they all have one tongue. And for this reason, they began to build this tower, because they look at the words of a single man who is promoted in the position of a god among the men in the flesh. And now there will be no restriction on what they intend to do, unless I, the Lord, confuse their language, so that no one understands the pronunciation of each other. For I, the Lord, I will scatter them on the face of the earth between the four corners of the world. 2. Then it came to pass that the men no longer understood one another, and this caused strife and great confusion among them. And because they no longer understood the commands of their kings and lords, they stopped building the city and began, each seeking those who spoke a language understandable to oneself, in order to depart from that place which they started to call themselves confusion. 3. And therefore it is called Babel, because the Lord was displeased with their works. And it was at that time in the history of the earthly man that the Lord confounded and mixed the tongue of every man, woman, and child of that place. And from there, the Lord scattered them on every corner of the earth. Verse 4. And these were the generations of Shem, the son of Noah, the high priest of the holy order of the priesthood of the Son of God, who begot Arphaxad in the age of 100 years, only 2 years after the flood. And Shem did live 500 years and beget sons and daughters. Arphaxad lived 35 years and beget Shelah. And Arphaxad lived after he beget Shelah 430 years and beget sons and daughters. And Shelah lived 30 years and beget Eber. And after he beget Eber, he lived 403 years and beget sons and daughters. Eber lived 34 years and beget Peleg. And Eber lived after he beget Peleg 430 years and beget sons and daughters. Peleg lived 30 years and begot Reu. And lived after he had begotten Reu 209 years and begot sons and daughters. Reu lived 32 years and begot Serug. And Reu lived after he begot Serug 207 years and begot sons and daughters. Serug lived 30 years and begot Nahor. And Serug lived after he begot Nahor 200 years and begot sons and daughters. Nahor lived 29 years and begot Terah. Nahor lived after he begot Terah 119 years and begot sons and daughters. And Terah lived 70 years and begot Abram, Nahor, and Haran. 5. These are the generations of Terah, when he begot Abram, Nahor, and Haran. And Haran became the father of Lot. But Haran died before his father Terah, in the land of his birth, in Ur of the Chaldees. Verse 6. Abram and Nahor took for themselves wives, and the name of the wife of Abram was Sarai, and the name of Nahor's wife, Milcah, the daughter of Haran, the father of Milcah and Iscah. But Sarai was barren and had no son. In those days, Terah took Abram his son, and Lot, son of Haran, son of his son, and Sarai, his daughter-in-law, wife of his son Abram, and he went down with them from Ur of the Chaldees to go to Canaan, and they dwelt there. And this is the end of chapter 8.